Picture a world where your greatest achievements don't require sacrificing your peace of mind, where success doesn't demand burnout as proof of worthiness. This isn't fantasy. It's the radical premise challenging everything we've been taught about growth. For decades, we've swallowed the lie that magic happens outside our comfort zone, that real progress requires pain. We've glorified exhaustion, romanticized stress, and made the grind a badge of honor. Yet 55% of Americans report daily stress. 1 in 5 battles anxiety or depression, and we're more burned out than ever. What if the problem isn't that we're not pushing hard enough, but that we're pushing in entirely the wrong direction? In 2008, a management consultant published a paper placing optimal performance outside the comfort zone. This idea spread unchallenged, creating a backwards world where we normalize overwork as dedication, treat leisure with suspicion, and prioritize achievement over connection. We've been conditioned to ignore our body's signals and seek external validation rather than trusting ourselves. Consider the entrepreneur who wakes at 5 a.m. not because it energizes them, but because successful people should. Or the parent who feels guilty for resting because productivity has become morality. When we constantly operate outside our natural state, our amygdala stays activated, flooding our system with stress hormones. We can't think clearly, retain information effectively, or access creativity. The very discomfort we've been told produces growth actually prevents it. Real power emerges when you feel safe, connected, and at peace. Most people confuse the comfort zone with the complacent zone, where resignation masquerades as contentment. Here, apathy reigns, energy vanishes, and limiting beliefs whisper, "Things never work out for me." This isn't comfort, it's giving up. The survival zone traps overachievers who've embraced the push-harder mentality. Success demands exhausting effort with unpredictable returns. You might win, but maintaining it requires even more energy, an unsustainable treadmill. Comparison and external validation dominate as you ride emotional roller coasters between victories and failures. The survival zone deceives because forward momentum feels productive until you crash. The true comfort zone is your natural power center where authentic creation flourishes. Your body enters rest and digest mode. Your brain produces alpha waves linked to creativity and flow. Research from the HeartMath Institute shows this coherent state optimizes organ function. You wake with purpose, access clarity effortlessly, and prioritize what genuinely fulfills you. Comparison fades because you're following your internal compass. This zone expands naturally as you grow, like a bubble enlarging the more time you spend at its edges. Living outside your comfort zone damages your relationship with yourself. When children are told their natural tendencies are wrong, too quiet, too energetic, too sensitive, they learn self-judgment and conformity. An introverted child forced into group activities may develop lasting social anxiety. A naturally athletic child pushed into academics may resent their own body. Even one traumatic experience can permanently affect your self-image. A humiliating presentation can create lifelong public speaking fear. Once your brain identifies an activity as threatening, it always creates anxiety around it. Childhood wounds follow us into adulthood. This isn't weakness, it's neurobiology. When the amygdala detects threat, it prioritizes survival over learning or creativity. You cannot think clearly in this state. Operating from your comfort zone sends a different message. Who you are is enough. This creates a positive feedback loop where success breeds confidence. Consider two children learning piano. One enjoys it and practices because it feels good. Their comfort zone naturally expands. The other is forced to practice and develops performance anxiety, which continues playing as an adult. True confidence doesn't need to prove itself. When you operate from natural strengths, you build on what's already there. Your comfort zone is your inner home, a feeling of safety and belonging when you live within your power. The SE pyramid provides the architecture, Safety forms the foundation, encompassing boundaries, your outward-facing needs, and self-care, your inward-facing needs. Boundaries aren't about controlling others, but clarifying your preferences so you feel safe. Self-care includes four areas: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Once you feel safe, you naturally move into expression, sharing yourself authentically through how you dress, communicate, work, and create. Your self-expression emerges from your subconscious self-image, which projects itself through your choices and actions. At the pyramid's top is enjoyment, which becomes possible once you feel safe and can express yourself freely. Enjoyment includes fun, engagement, gratitude, and creativity. Our achievement-obsessed culture dismisses fun as frivolous, yet it's essential for well-being. Engagement means being fully present. Athletes call it being in the zone. Gratitude amplifies enjoyment and provides one of the fastest pathways back to your comfort zone. Creativity emerges naturally when you feel safe to express yourself. Applying these concepts requires a practical framework. First, define where you are without judgment. Using the SE pyramid, identify where your comfort zone is compromised, perhaps weak boundaries, neglected self-care, or suppressed authenticity. Second, develop where you're going by envisioning your expanded self, the version of you who has everything you want. Rather than obsessing over paralyzing how questions, focus on who questions. Who is that person? How do they think? What do they prioritize? A comfort zone vision board helps visualize this growth. Unlike traditional vision boards, this circular design features three nested rings. The innermost contains current accomplishments, evoking gratitude. The middle holds attainable goals. The outer contains bigger dreams. This mimics natural expansion, gradually bringing in experiences just outside your comfort zone. Third, direct how to get there through acclimation, adapting through three phases: unfamiliar and uncomfortable, familiar and uncomfortable, and finally, familiar and comfortable. By deliberately surrounding yourself with what you want to become comfortable with, you expand your comfort zone without stepping out of it. When actions align with identity, they become sustainable through consistency rather than exhaustible discipline. Your mental habits also determine progress. Problem-centric thinking focuses on what's wrong. Solution-centric thinking focuses on possibilities. This approach revolutionizes achievement by discovering power within your natural state rather than equating discomfort with progress. Growth springs from safety and self-trust, allowing your comfort zone to expand naturally. An introverted professional networks by connecting with one person comfortably rather than forcing overwhelming events. A creative honors natural rhythms instead of rigid schedules. Operating from your comfort zone multiplies synchronicities, meaningful coincidences signaling alignment with your purpose. Like a skilled skier, you flow with momentum rather than tensing up. You develop a power stance, a truth beyond questioning, like, everything is always working out for me. Relationships transform as you gravitate toward luminary connections, authentic relationships with mutual support, while spending less time in gloominary relationships that drain through shared complaints. Competition becomes inspiration. You realize no one must lose for you to win. This message is radical. You don't need to sacrifice well-being to achieve dreams. Your dreams manifest when you honor your needs, express authenticity, and find joy in the process. The comfort zone isn't limitation. It's your source of power, creativity, and fulfillment.